if you are a year 9 going into year 10, watch this video because this is what I recommend you should do during year 10. Let me know if you want a part 2 in the comments. These are my top tips on how you should view year 10, how you should spend it. Things that I did and I'm glad I did, and things that I wish I did. Number 1, first and foremost, don't do anything over summer. Literally nothing, I beg you. Please don't try and learn the content by yourself. It's doable, but why would you do that to yourself? I have a whole video on why you shouldn't do this, okay? So if you still think you should do it, go watch that. And then if by the end you think, yeah, I still want to, it's your funeral. Right, so the first thing that I would do that I'm so glad I did was keep my English literature quote banks updated. Basically, you'll be starting your English Lit course. You might have already started. But as soon as you start a text, a proper text, what I want you to do is after each lesson, add to your quote bank. Your quote bank is where you're going to put quotes from the text with analysis rather than analysis, and you're going to categorize it into characters and themes. This was so useful in year 11 because you do like multiple texts. So when you had to go back and revise the first text after having done all the other content, you basically pretty much forget most of what happened. I mean, you just have the gist of it, but it's so useful to then not have to go back and make all your resources. Trust me on this, absolute lifesaver. The next thing that I wish I didn't do was go home and make science notes, because these notes, they weren't allowing me to really do anything active, right? I was just writing up what they said in the lesson, what was on the PowerPoint, which they got from the specification. Basically, I realized by the end of year 11 that I was not using a single one of the notes I made, because all I was doing was paraphrasing what was online a million times. You're much better off using online resources, unless you're really insistent in making your own flashcards. In that case, go for it. But I would not make your own notes and collate your own information. It's all there. It's all there. You don't have to make it yourself. It's all there. Organizing the information for your revision is not the best way to do it, okay? That's already done for you. What you should be doing is using that information for your own revision purposes, not collecting the information yourself.